Good afternoon, good evening, good morning from wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the next instalment of the FU Fantasy United podcast. And we've finally seen off the international break and get back into the good stuff, the FBL.
Yeah.
So happy with that, Dirty Sanchez?
Yeah, pretty happy. You know, we have another 3 or 4 days to go and we're into the FBL dreamland. So a couple of good games coming up, including Tottenham against Arsenal, the early game. On Saturday?
Oh yes, fine, good. And finally, a decent game that's early, that's not featuring Man United ruining our Sunday, Saturday evening.
Oh, well, that bus, man. I'm not looking forward to
that bus. I mean, we've had some good, like, Spurs, Man U, Liverpool, Man U, but Mourinho's ruined both of them. So now, Arsenal, Tottenham.
Yeah, I'm expecting goals in that game.
Well, hopefully some for all. At least Harry Kane.
Well, hopefully he'll be back to himself after he screwed me last week.
You deserve it.
You deserve it too. You captain him.
Yeah, that's true. Now, this is the second part. We did half a half job last week, given the international break. We discussed about what happened. So why don't you find your way and find that podcast to see what we talk about then. This is more about what's coming up this weekend in our part two of the international break edition. And so we're going straight onto the hot topics for coming up this weekend. What are you reading first up?
Yeah, so probably the injuries or the fallouts from the international break. So I know from my team, Jones again is always injured.
He does seem to be always injured.
Every
week injured. It has 75% chance of playing.
Yeah, and he was pulled off after 25 minutes in the international game against Germany. After he had a good save, by the way. So he's in doubt, like every week. So currently I'm just holding him. I'm hoping that he will play, and the fact that he's not going to play against Brazil, meaning that he can rest a little bit and, have some quality time with himself.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be too many injuries out of there. I mean, you've got the list there in front of you. I know there's still those who have the cheapie Chris Wood from Burnley. He's still yet to play his second leg, I believe. At least New Zealand or Chile, so a mile away.
Yeah. Apparently, we'll talk about the popular players, but Hazard seems to be in doubt again, 75%. We have Sterling with a minor back injury. Who knows if Pep just told him to rest a little bit.
The problem with that is that it's bad enough for rotation at Man City without having the potential of an injury. So you'd have to almost say that he won't start at minimum.
Well, who knows? Who knows if it's all tactical? We were hearing about Mane now being a doubt
for Liverpool.
So I thought about bringing him in. So apparently he might be injured.
Okay.
We talked about Jones. We talked about Sterling. Hazard, as I said, you have that block from Newcastle.
Yeah, in the south. So he's a 50% chance of playing, which is leaving me very thin at the back.
We've
got two potential injuries and Trippier with the Spurs rotation, so it could be down to two defenders.
Yeah, we'll talk about your shitty team later on. And we have ongoing injuries before the break, so we know about from Tottenham, Ali, Aldred, we have Loris, we have other couple of players who have been dead for a while. Who knows where they are? Kompany might be back sometime. We're hearing about Coutinho might be fit. And other people like Lallana, Henderson from Liverpool, Klein, the team. Who knows when they're coming back. Anyway, very boring. I'm falling asleep here. Anyway, just wait for the FPL tip here is just wait for Friday afternoon, Saturday morning.
They even do it at dinner on Saturday night, just before. When is the cutoff for all those?
Cutoff is just Saturday, an hour before before start. So yeah, just bear in mind that they hear about the press conferences on Friday and see what the updates around your relevant players.
Guardian's got a good preview that has likely lineups, so it's always not a bad guy.
No, it's not a bad guy to understand. So in my team specifically, I'm waiting for Jones, I'm waiting for Sterling, and that might mean that I need to take a hit because I didn't listen to my own advice and did an early substitute a week ago, and now I might need to take a hit because I might not have enough defenders to play next week.
Oh, and that trouble too.
That's a big trouble. So that's the way it is. And I have Otamendi suspended as well. But we'll speak about that fucker later on.
Now,
what was the next topic?
Well, no, it's not really a topic, but just a point of interest as I was doing my study for the upcoming weekend for other websites and came across the performances after the international break so far this year. And so that depends on if you're tempted one way or another with the FPL team, if they win, or likely to win more. And Man City, unsurprisingly, are 2 from 2 after the international break.
Two wins from two.
Okay. So are Spurs and so are Watford.
No.
Only 3 teams to be undefeated after the international break.
That's good. That's good. That's a, we might do a little bit of a bet here.
Well, there's 2 teams that haven't got a point. Are Bournemouth and Huddersfield. I'm pretty sure they play each other.
But that so doesn't. But that, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with the international break. That does have to do with the fact that they're shitty teams.
Yeah, that's fair, probably fair. But surprisingly, Liverpool only have 1 point out of 6. After the international break.
Interesting. They're playing Southampton, aren't they?
And Southampton also 1 point after the break.
Maybe we're talking about a draw.
Oh, man. That's got a draw written all over it.
Bournemouth Huddersfield, man. Who is brave enough to watch that game?
Well, it depends if you got Optus or not. And even if I did, I still wouldn't be watching it.
I'll be watching cricket or kids' cricket.
Rugby League World Cup. I know I mention it every week.
Oh, okay, man. Let's not go there.
So Man City... 2 from 2, and they've got a reasonably easy fixture. Well, Leicester away.
Leicester away.
Given the form they're in.
Yeah.
And so, but.
Yeah. This is not. Yes. Who knows?
That then leads into our next point of your Man City midfield. Now, everyone wants to get amongst it.
Yeah.
But how, there's so many choices.
So who do you have at the moment? Again?
I have David Silva.
You still have?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have a striker or is it just David Silva?
No, I've only got David Silva from Man City thus far.
Yeah, I have Sterling and I sold Jesus because of his rotation risk. I think I flagged it last time, and my kind of thinking is, should I get Silva or should I get Sané? What do you think?
Haven't you decided that yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I've asked everyone. Nobody can tell me.
That's because we all give you advice and you don't listen to us.
Of course.
Bloody hell.
So who do you think? Like, let's say budget is not an issue because they have a 0.4 difference.
Oh, budget's no issue. You get Kevin De Bruyne.
I'm talking about Sané versus Silva, man.
Well, I've got Silva because I wanted someone solid. So the next tip I would get is Sané, someone who's not likely to play every week but scores big points when he does.
Yeah, at the end of the year, I believe Sané will outperform Silva.
More than likely. He played very well, David Silva, during the week in the international break.
Yeah, he scored 2 goals and an assist. Mm. Why can't he do it in Man City? You're just missing sitters.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what he's been doing.
Yeah.
And very frustratingly so when I made him captain a couple of weeks ago, that arsehole.
You made him a captain.
I had no choice. Everyone else was injured.
Yeah. But I think, look, I think I'm leaning towards Sané because if I have Sterling, one of them will play. The second one, maybe not. It seems like there is some sort of a preferred route, which seems like one lonely striker, which is mainly Aguero, but it can be Jesus, and then supported by Sterling and Sané from both flanks.
Yeah. So the problem is, I don't want to have the same team as you, so that's why.
We're down to that.
I get enough moaning about how shit my team is, and that I copy all your rubbish.
Yeah, you're going to blame me for having a shitty team at the end of the year because I took all the best players.
No, I'm not going to blame you. Because I just don't want to hear your moaning that all I'm doing is copying your site. So I'm still pretty close to you without much of you at all.
Yeah, a couple of points, I guess. But we're waiting for this weekend to gain more advantage on the captain on goal here.
Whatever.
Yeah, so it's 13 points and hopefully we'll be 25 by the end of the next week.
No, we'll bridge that gap. Off the back of Glenn Murray.
Okay, so we talked about favorites in Man City midfield. It might be Sané for me over Sané. I already have Sterling. I'm not touching currently Aguero or Jesus because of rotation.
Okay. So you're going to keep Sterling?
I'm going to keep Sterling. I'm not touching him. And I might add Sané to the mix.
Okay, so if I get Sané, then I've got Sané and Silva.
It's not the same.
I'm good. But I want Salah too, so.
Yeah, Salah is, well, we'll talk about it soon.
He's player of the year thus far, all right.
Okay, let's move to our next topic. Must-have players. Ah. Master players before the other topic.
Yeah. Kane.
Is he a must or not? 12.8, can you captain him? That's the question. Can you captain him? You're paying so much money. Can you rely on him at Wembley?
Yeah, I think you can. He seems to have turned the corner at Wembley. But
Against Crystal Palace? Have you seen him against Crystal Palace?
So many players have. So many FBL players have Kane and Lukaku. It's going to get to the stage to do stuff. You're going to have to drop one or the other. I don't think you can have both anymore.
As I mentioned in the previous pod, I've moved to 3-5-2. I'm keeping Kane, but again, is he essential? That's the question.
Well, in lieu of anyone better that's scoring regular goals, I mean, how long Lukaku had an assist a couple of weeks ago? He hasn't scored in a while.
Yeah, the only reason I kept him is because they have two easy fixtures, so I'm hoping he returns some points against Newcastle, and what's the next shitty team he's playing? Bournemouth or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
what after that?
Away. So.
Where's your best striker behind Lukaku and Kane in the more expensive bracket?
Aguero and Morata. Now, the problem with Aguero is, well, it's Pep, so he's not nailed. And then Morata, I might switch from Lukaku to Morata after the two easy fixtures, because Morata and Chelsea have good fixtures coming up.
Yeah. Not a bad shout.
Yeah, and I have whatever his name is, Tammy Abraham is cheapy.
They're going to have one cheapie, because you can't afford everything.
In 3-5-2, you need to, because my midfield looks like really good.
Yeah, mine's midfield.
Much better than yours.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going to work on that this week, with some of your help,
yeah,
which might also help the other listeners. But that's, well...
So wait a second. What? So we talked about Kane, and he might be or not essential, whatever he is, must have. The question is, if he's failing to score in the next two game weeks, is he going to lose that status? You can't captain him. Is he, you know, not doing that in Wembley, like bracing at least?
I think
against shitty teams.
Well, I think you're going to have to look at moving either one of Lukaku and Kane on if you have both.
Nah, Lukaku for sure, man. He doesn't have the quality that Kane does, and Kane can be quiet and explode while Lukaku will just give you that 6 points, 7 points, give you that odd assist. What about Salah? Do you think he's a must?
Absolutely. I think he's been the best player this year in the EPL.
Yeah, unbelievable. And he's a captain choice.
Mm.
He's a captain choice. Well, he did screw us up with that penalty, but
yeah,
a week afterwards he came with a brace.
I mean, have a look. He's still killing it for Egypt too, so it's not just doing it because of Liverpool. He's doing it in the African.
Yeah, and he's done it in the Italian league before.
Yeah.
He's been like doing like 15 plus goals, 15 plus assists every season.
Wasn't he meant to go to Chelsea at one stage?
He was in Chelsea in one stage, but he didn't get the opportunity. Who was the manager then?
Oh.
Won't be surprised if it was Mourinho. No, a bus.
He also got rid of De Bruyne, didn't he?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, he's just feeding the best teams with the best players.
Yeah, he's given out probably two of the best players in the EPL this year, and he could have them both.
Well, I've read some rumours around him not happy and going to Paris Saint-Germain. I'm talking about Mourinho.
Yeah, Paris Saint-Germain is the perfect place for Mourinho. He only lasts 3 years at clubs. He gets the shits after 3 years. He usually wins something, but...
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about our last topic and then fuck off for the next one. Next part. Let's talk... Because we're talking about freeing funds and everything, I think we didn't mention enough of the really cheap defenders that we have this year that are actually opening and scoring a lot of points. So we did mention Burnley, and everybody knows about those guys.
Well, there's a couple of good options there.
Yeah, there's no need to mention whatever Ben Mee or Ward, which actually costs much more now, 4.9 versus the 4.5 that he started. Tarkowski, Pop in 4.5 as a goalkeeper. It's a great shout I brought into my team. What do you think about Liverpool assets?
No, you can't have a Liverpool defender. They're hopeless.
But they're 4.5.
Yeah, they're 4.5 for a reason, because they can't defend in this shit.
Yeah, they're 4.5, but you look at their home fixtures and their home stats. I'm not talking about their away, because that's shocking, and you have a 4.5 minute a defender you can rotate with another good defender.
You can take them. I'll be glad to load up on Liverpool defenders.
You know, they've only conceded maybe a goal all of this season at home?
We can have them.
Yeah. All anyway, right. Liverpool, Moreno.
Not a bad stat, though.
Oh, man, at home they're absolutely, you know, for 4.5, nailed.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Pretty good. Are you looking at the stats?
No, I'm going to
Have a look.
I'm going to see if you're right.
Just useless.
So I'm calling bullshit. You know, you don't care about normal stats.
Yeah. Have a look at Liverpool. Home games.
Liverpool home games, yeah.
How many did they concede?
One.
Can you believe that? So you can take a 4.5 defender at home against a shitty team.
But which one do you take then for everyone at home?
One of Moreno or... maybe Gomez, depending on how much rotation.
So do you just rotate them? You take them off when they're away from home.
Yes. Why not? A good shot. And they have some attacking potential as well. For 4.5, you get a nail defender in a top 16 with one goal conceded for 5 or 6 last fixtures at home.
Okay. Well, you're the genius of FPL. You're
not genius. I'm just much better than you.
I'm a first-year rookie that you're only beating by 12
yeah,
points.
But not even 11 game weeks. Anyway, other than Liverpool, what do you think about, I don't know, which... Yeah, we've talked about it in the past a little bit. Huddersfield and Newcastle defenders. I know Newcastle has...
Well, Newcastle are pretty dull.
Yeah.
I worry about Huddersfield, you know, that blowout against Spurs. They've got a few of those in them, so...
Yeah, I think it's looking at the fixtures. Can we look at the Huddersfield fixtures? Are they pretty hard?
Yeah, Brighton is not a bad shout because he's a very good tight manager, Chris Hughton, so...
Actually, you brought a really good point. Dunk... And Duffy, 4.4, 4.5. I'm actually thinking about those guys. They're pretty solid.
Duffy scores the occasional goal.
It's like both of them can be basketball players, and they're going to dunk some goals, man.
Yeah, well, I've taken Murray because they had a decent run, Brighton, so maybe we should have a look at Brighton defenders as well.
Yeah, so I'm thinking as FPL tips for this week, look at those cheap defenders. So everybody knows about Burnley, but look at Brighton. They're looking pretty good. They have a couple of good fixtures coming up. 4.4, you're getting a nail defender. Look at the Liverpool cheapies on home fixtures that you can rotate with Burnley or you can rotate with another good defenders.
Yeah.
And you free up a lot of money. Look at Pope at goalkeeping.
Yeah.
4.5, the guy is the new Eaton.
Yeah, I don't need another goalkeeper. I got Dahi Adiga scoring all the points. I've got Foster sitting on the bench.
I'm talking about, you have like Dahi or whatever. I'm talking about, cheapy goalkeeper for 4.5.
Yeah, I got Foster.
Yeah, Foster is shit.
Is he?
West Brom is shit, man.
Man, they're pretty defensive.
Less than last year. Yeah. Look like rubbish. Anyway, Brighton, Burnley, Liverpool, Newcastle. Look at the next fixtures. Look at the free, like the really cheap defenders
even
there.
Southampton. Too, they haven't conceded too many goals.
Southampton, but I think they have hard fixtures coming up. They had all the easy fixtures, and now they have hard fixtures. And we're talking, if you invest there, you need 5 million at least. We're talking about the 4.5 defenders. I'll be definitely be looking at Burnley, at Brighton, and Liverpool as three cheap defenders, and then two premium defenders with Jones and maybe Otamendi or Spurs defender. You free up a lot of funds. You get the cleanies. You get the rotation. And more importantly, you get 15 playing players. Because if you have 5 defenders that are playing, probably the rest of your team are also opening. Yeah. Unless you have a really cheap 5th midfielder. And it's very, very important now when we have a couple of mid-week games, and we have Christmas coming in.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think we need to wrap that up.
Yeah, no, it's way too long.
Way too long.
If you're still awake, we'll see you on the other break. Okay, back from the break, and now we're going to get straight into the big games of the weekend, of which there aren't too many big games. There's one big game, but apart from that, I'll see if we can find a point of interest. So the early game, the TV game this weekend for those too tight to get Optus, is Arsenal v Spurs, big North London derby.
Yeah, it's going
two
to be big.
Two sides that genuinely don't like each other.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I hate Arsenal.
Do you?
I'm a Tottenham fan.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Well, so I'm looking forward to this game.
Yeah. So so how many do Arsenal lose by?
Yeah, the defense is shocking, isn't it?
We'll see.
I'm thinking 2-1 for Tottenham.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Oh man, I just get to this stage and you think psyched up for a big game and it'll be a big bloody nil or draw.
Oh, park a bus.
No, I don't know that neither will park a bus, but these big games just tend to be nil or bore draws. Maybe not necessarily Arsenal and Spurs.
You see Kane as a viable captaincy option for this game?
Not really.
Not really? You wouldn't risk it?
No. Just, these big feisty affairs, is he, the right person to have as captain?
He likes scoring against Arsenal, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, you have to look at your other big names and Liverpool playing Southampton, Man City, away to Leicester, and
that might be a game of a lot of goals. Leicester and Man City.
Yeah.
Leicester defense is very average this year.
Yeah, but they seem to have turned the corner a little bit. Mahrez seems interested again, which helps.
Yeah.
Vardy's a good goal scorer.
Yeah, but I can see some goals coming out of that, 3-1 to Man City or something like that.
Yeah. So of all the big sort of teams, Man United looked to have the easiest game against Newcastle at home.
That's a 2-0 to Man United with Lukaku doing something, hopefully.
Yeah, well, that's probably...
He's going to be a captaincy shout this week.
I think so.
Easy game. He scored for Belgium like 2 goals.
Yeah.
Looked good. Might get his confidence. We know that he's doing well against shitty teams and doing horrible against bigger teams, even though he was horrible against Huddersfield. But we know that, you know, he should deliver in Old Trafford, so it might be a captaincy shot. What do you think about Burnley Swansea? I'm only asking about it because I have Burnley goalkeeper now and I have Swansea defender. Can you see a 0-0 written all over it?
I can certainly see 0-0. Possibly one goal to
Burnley?
Possibly.
Yeah, Swansea are shocking.
Yeah, look, they'll be in the bottom. They'll be in the bottom six for the rest of the year, and you know, their away form's not too bad, though.
Yeah. What do you reckon about the West Ham game? Because they have the new manager, so Watford against West Ham. Watford, very attacking style. Yeah. We have Richarlison in our team. Most of you,
yeah, it's the other one I had as a game of interest. Because, yeah, 1-1, the West Ham with David Moyes, and they still don't get that selection as coach, David Moyes. I mean, what do you want to do with the side? You want to, it seems they just want to piss the fans off just a little more before the end of the season, getting David Moyes.
Oh, David Moyes, man, he's just a relegator king.
Yeah. But then
you think they'll look better defensively, at least?
Well...
Because I have Creswell and I want to get rid of him.
Yeah, I would hold on to him just in case.
I'll hold to him because I have injuries in my team, not because I want him.
Oh, okay. Now, well, Watford's manager got tapped up by Everton, Marco Silva, to go over there, but Watford said no. So you always worry about
he's
those.
He's doing people. A really good job. Last year with Hull,
he nearly turned Hull around.
Look at Watford's style. Like, looking at the Watford game against Man United game, I'm like, I'm giving me Watford every second day.
I've watched Watford a couple of times this year and they're excellent.
They're looking really, really good.
I mean, they were very good against Liverpool.
Oh, Man United are shocking. You look at Watford.
Should have beaten Chelsea.
Yeah, they were close. If Richarlison would have missed those sitters. But looking at Watford West Ham, it might be an interesting game to watch.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Attacking-wise.
There's not much else happening. I would say Leicester Man City would be interesting.
Yeah.
Nothing else is jumping out.
Nothing. Arsenal Spurs, the main game.
Yeah.
Leicester Man City, you might get some goals there. And then Watford West Ham might be interesting and might have some goals there with Watford. Yeah.
One thing though, like the Monday night game, why do they bother with Monday night game and then have one of the most boring games lined up?
Brighton Stockman, it's like
that is nil all.
So I think it's like we need to vote. What's gonna be more boring? Burnley Swansea or Brighton against Stockman?
No, there's one that's gonna be more boring. And that's Bournemouth Huddersfield.
Oh shit, I haven't seen that. Man, I'm not going to watch it. I think I want to watch Arsenal Spurs, and then the later game will be whether Liverpool against Southampton or Leicester against Man City.
Oh, just flip
it's going to be goals too. There. Just flip between them two. And then who's going to stay awake for Man United Newcastle, man?
Oh, I mean, that's just,
not me.
Let's just check how many goals Lukaku scored the next day and move on.
Oh, that's it. I just need him to score. Who cares about Man United, man? They suck.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing. Like, apart from the big game, the rest of the games are a bit...
Shocking.
Ho-hum straight after international. It's where they should have 2 or 3 big games, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right.
Get people back into it, but...
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm looking at the week after and we'll talk about next spot. Liverpool-Chelsea, man.
Yeah.
Late, but okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Was that at Liverpool?
At Liverpool, yeah. But yeah, it's far away. But Arsenal Spurs definitely a must watch.
How many Arsenal players are you going to bring into your side?
Zero.
No, I think we talked a couple of weeks about that we can't trust Arsenal at all.
Can't trust Arsenal.
There's one good player, though.
There are a couple of them.
So their thing is just to move on, make some money out of Sanchez and Ozil before they can go for nothing.
Sanchez to Man City, and then we'll have a really big rotation there in midfield.
Why do they need another one? Oh. I mean, seriously.
Seriously, yeah. Why do they need Sanchez? They don't need it.
It's greedy. It's like Chelsea have got 30 juniors out on loan.
Unless they use him as another striker in their rotation, because they have only Jesus and Aguero as 2 strikers, so he might be considered to be a striker.
But why would he go there and play in a position he doesn't want to do at Arsenal?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't like Arsenal, man. I understand that. Anyway, should we wrap that up?
Yeah, that's enough. There's not much to do. There's no point in talking about what else is coming up. So yeah,
fuck that.
Yeah,
so Arsenal first.
All that's left is to talk about our teams.
No. Okay.
And do we need a whistle? in between that or not?
You'll decide that.
Okay. Well, here's a break and we'll talk finally about our teams on the other side. Righto, up to part three now of the Fantasy United podcast, and this is where we're just going to sort of wrap it up and talk about our teams, who's going to be captain, formations, changes. And this is where the rookie, as in me, I sort of look to my experienced co-host for a little bit of advice, just a little, so I totally copy him, he gets the shits. And then he'll claim victory when I win at the end of the year. So
let's look at your team, man, because
team hasn't changed a great deal, but the problem is I need to bring in at least one more quality midfielder.
What's happening with your team? Can you show me your team again?
Yeah, I've got Lukaku and Kane up front.
Okay, that's fine. They're nailed. That's all good for this week.
But it's a reasonably weak midfield.
Yeah, I think
So I brought in Zaha because I wanted him, and I think they'll go really well.
Yeah, so you have Zaha, David Silva, Richarlison, and Richie, and some bloke for Newcastle.
So I'm going to be selling Richie.
Crutch, whatever his name is. So he's just a bencher. You can continue with Richarlison, David Silva, and Zaha. Zaha has a good fixtures coming up. Silva is nailed in Man City. Attack Richarlison is a great shot. 6.3 or 4 million. He's a great, great asset. And Watford is very attacking minded and have the West Ham this week. So Richie definitely. The problem in Newcastle, they just can't score. They can't score.
Yeah,
they can defend.
He's the bloke I'm going to get rid of, but the problem is...
So how much money do they
have? Quite enough money to get...
How much money do you have with Richie?
Oh, I have just under what I need for Salah.
How much?
Well, he's 5.9 and my bank's 3.2.
Okay. So you're almost there, but you're not there.
No, so then do I go down a few more... Because I don't want to have to make three changes and lose 8 points to get in, to bring in Salah.
What I think for you is maybe there are a couple of options, because in the goal you have De Gea and Foster. You don't want to touch De Gea and it's fine. Foster can be a cheapy goalkeeper, so it can be Speroni from Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Or it can be Elliot for 4.12, whatever it is, and then it frees funds for you to do Richie to Salah. So I might bank one transfer, not now, but maybe next week, to do the Richie to Salah and Foster maybe, or... The other way to go is downgrade Trippier, which we know is not nailed anymore. He's 5.5. He costs you a lot of money. One of the Brighton...
Take your advice from where you're a cheapy defender.
Yeah, one of Brighton, Liverpool, whatever, you know, seems to be rotating well with Burnley because you have Ward there. I won't touch Jones at the moment. We'll see what about his injury. Maguire can be okay with the Leicester new coach being more defensive-minded.
Yeah.
So definitely I'll be looking at Lascelles. Yeah, you can leave him there for now. He might be injured, so you might tune for that, but you might be able to downgrade him because he's 4.7 now. You might be able to downgrade him to 4.4 dunk.
Yeah.
Get those 0.3 that you need and after banking and transfer doing a Salah, Richie to Salah.
Yeah, sounds good. But with the potential of only having three or two fit defenders, what formation do you take? You're risking having four at the back.
Are you talking about this week? Yeah. This week, I think you have... So, let's see. You have Maguire, Ward, and... I would listen to the news about Jones and Lascelles, but if you're almost sure that Jones and Lascelles are not playing, you'll... And probably Trippier, probably... We don't know if he's going to play.
No, it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. So, I might think about if Lascelles is injured... And he is injured, and we know Newcastle are playing Man United, and it's a shitty game anyway. I would look to downgrade Lascelles to maybe Brighton or playing Stoke. So getting that 0.3 now locked, you take a hit because you've already done your transfer, and then you have enough money in the next game week to already do Richie to Salah.
Okay.
But you have a nailed defender playing against Stoke.
Right.
So I think your team, you'll have to take a hit because you brought Mari, and if you don't have at least three defenders playing, you need to take a hit because you have one player not playing, you have to have minimum three defenders.
Well, hey, you got the all-star midfield that no one else can afford.
Well, before we continue that, so we talk about maybe your substitutes for this week. What about your captain?
Lukaku, I'd say.
Lukaku
or possibly De Gea, because I can't see Newcastle scoring.
Yeah. So you're looking to play at the 3-4-3 formation? Putting whatever his name is on the bench.
3-4-3.
Yeah. I have a similar problem to you, so I have Jones with a suspected injury, so I'll have to have a look about what's happening with him.
Otamendi is out, isn't he?
Otamendi is suspended. I'm not going to touch him. So I have only Norton and Cresswell playing, which are okay. You know, they have okay fixtures. Norton against Burnley, Cresswell against Watford. They might be okay now with Moyes, maybe defensively. I'll wait for the news around Jones. But my problem is having a fifth defender who's not even playing. So whatever his name, Gomez from Newcastle. What I am looking at is upgrading my fifth defender to a Brighton or a Burnley defender, as we spoke. And then I'll have five nailed defenders that are playing every week. And, you know, I have, you know, Burnley cover or Brighton cover. I have the Burnley goalkeeper as well. And I have Swansea, which are fine, have still easy fixtures. Jones, which is nailed when he fits, And Otamendi was still a good shot, I think. I do have another problem in midfield, so Sterling might be an injury. I think he's going to open if it's just a slight injury that it just kept him away from international games. So I have five playing midfielders, so I have Richarlison, Salah, Sterling, Choupo-Moting, who are going to open. But I have Carroll, which I don't like so much. So if I have three playing defenders this week, the other thing that I might do is maybe having Carroll to Silva or Sané. So I have five really good midfielders playing with two or three, you know, probably, well, two strikers, if not this week, next week. So moving to a 3-5-2 formation.
All right.
From a 3-4-3. That's my plan. Captaincy, probably thinking about Lukaku like yourself, just playing that safe, or Salah.
Yeah,
I just don't want to go Kane again and get burned, but who knows.
I'm gonna do something different. I think I'll put De Gea. I can't see Newcastle
getting to the
middle. So there's a guaranteed 18 points.
That's guaranteed 6 points, and if he gets some bonus points.
So, yeah.
If he gets some, he won't get any saves because they're not going to shoot any.
Yeah, that's true.
So you might get the 6-7 points out of him.
Yeah.
Also depending to see if Jones is playing, because without Jones, they actually conceded against Huddersfield 2 goals, so that's Huddersfield.
It's like, yeah, it's away from home though, so.
That was away from home, but they're shocking. This year, they're just shocking, man. Anyway, so my captaincy might be Lukaku or Salah. I haven't decided yet, sorry.
Yeah, Salah's not bad. Something different anyway.
Yeah, and substitute, as I've said, I'm waiting for the press conferences, seeing what happens with Jones. So it might be my shitty fifth defender to Brighton, maybe Dunk, 4.4. Or it might be upgrading Carroll to Silva or Sané in midfield.
All right. Well, I wish you sort of the best of luck, but not too much.
Enough to beat you up.
No, I want to see that gap close this weekend. We get from getting back into single figures.
No way.
Righto. Well, that's enough for this week. We'll be back next week with a full round to talk about. No international break, thank God. Hopefully Australia have qualified for the World Cup by then when we come back. This will be up in all of our usual places on social media and the Gurgler website. So, yeah, if you've come across this, why don't you share it with one or two people and get it trending.
Get the love out there.
Yeah, get the love out there. Okay, that's enough for this week. We'll enjoy our piece of commentary gold that follows this. Enjoy the bit of commentary at the end. We've had some gold thus far. If you haven't done what we're talking about, go back and check previous episodes. There's some good, crazy commentating out there. So we'll see you next week. Ya lo hace. Pierna derecha, directo al arco. Golazo! 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 Golazo!